today. So hopefully you're interested and this is something you like, then we'll get you going.
Right, right. Absolutely. Okay, cool.
Thank you for holding. Is this Amber?
Yes, this is Amber.
Hi, Amber. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Busy.
Busy, busy. Hey, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. I'd rather be too busy than not busy enough, that's for sure.
Right, exactly.
I understand you were speaking with Lulu. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you.
Yes.
Did you have any questions about the listing aside from just the pricing?
I was kind of thinking, how do we get on Google like that? I've also heard, like, if you, because we did a website, so I heard that if you're, like, stating a Sacramento area, like, on your description, times,
yeah,
if that's how you're going to pop up.
Yeah, backlinking.
On,
super outdated,
yes,
though.
Yes, exactly. I'm just, yeah, like, because, you know, I've got a lot of stuff going out as far as, like, payments on things to get everything going. First comp, general liability, and then
right,
not even like tackling the jobs yet, and then I, you know, pay for the website, and I know it costs, you know, you got to spend money to make money, so I do understand that, but it's just like I don't want to have like all these payments for things if it's not necessarily something that I need, you know, so I just,
yeah,
kind of want to like itemize it to what I absolutely need to do, and I just paid for Home Advisor too. Well, I guess it's called Angie's Leads now, so I,
yeah,
just did that literally like 3 days ago, so I haven't even got leads on that yet because we're setting up the profile, so they paused it until Wednesday of next week, and
okay,
so then those are going to unpause and start coming on.
You're
and
not going to want that.
I,
trust me. I've been doing this for 10 years. I can't tell you how many people I've had that have used that Home Advisor system, and they're now on the first page of Google, and they're a lot happier. You know, as far
really?
As, like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because what you're doing with your backlinking, for example, on your website, the best position you'd be able to get is an organic placement. The top ranking organic listing right now is Angie's. So they're basically getting their leads that they're selling you from an organic placement that they've already achieved for the Sacramento area.
Right.
And you're not going to be able to outrank them for the organic listings, right? But there's different types of placement on Google. There's the Google Ads and the Google Guarantee guys that are at the top. It's like Roof Recovery, J-Rash Construction, Garner Roofing.
Yes,
right?
Yes, I've seen them, yes.
Beneath those guys, there's a map that pops up, and then there's a list of three companies. This is called Google Places. Alex Perez's Roofing, Yancey Home Improvements, and
yes, and you know, that's funny because I searched all those, and I went to all their, like, websites. I'm like, how are they getting on here, you know? And I'm like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen all of them on there, like the straight line roofing, all of them, they're on there.
Right.
So is this,
they've all gone through this process.
Somebody,
they've had this phone call.
Oh, so they, okay, that's what I was going to ask. No, so is this sort of like paying to be ranked above the top competitors, even though we wouldn't necessarily like be, if that makes sense? Like,
yes,
not saying that we're not good, but is it like we're paying,
yes,
to just be on top of them?
Well, that's the case for all of them. I mean, you know, Yancey Home Improvements, they have 25 reviews. You know, Alex Perez Roofing has 73 reviews. It used to be based off of those things before. Then what happened is so many companies caught on to how profitable it is to be on Google. They all wanted to be on Google. So they all started doing their SEO and their organic listings. Then nobody was ranking on the first page. You know, they were rotating all over the place. So Google's okay, well, this is how Google monetizes. This is how Google makes money. 80% of Google's income actually comes from the business owners across the U.S. in every industry. They'll actually pay for their ad. It's like a digital billboard. They want to show up first.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's typing in roofing, I want them to see my company, my number first, so they call me first, right? So
they
pay to solicit those spots. What the Google partners do is Google will tell us who qualifies, and we reach out and fill it, but we'll also act as the customer service department, making sure that it's working for that business owner. Because obviously they have to make money in order to continue to come back each month voluntarily, so we got to get in there and make sure everything's going proper rather than just handing you the tools and say, go for it, you know?
Right. So then question, I guess I haven't even tried the Angie's Leads yet. They got me in on a $100, $300 credit of like worth of leads. So I was like, oh, that sounds like a deal. Like I need to be able to get out there so people do know of us. Maybe that'll, you know, because we've done jobs for all the the close friends, so pretty much they're all covered with their roofs. So
yeah.
Now it's like branching out over that to try to become recognizable. So I was like, okay, why not? Like, let's do this. But I mean, honestly,
your thinking is 100% on the right track. 100%.
Okay. I just don't know if I'm investing the money in the right places to actually get us to where I'm thinking. You know what I mean?
Okay, look, I sent you a text message, and this is what I want to say. I don't like the idea of bashing another business to gain your business.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
right.
Look, if you click on that link, that'll kind of explain a lot. Success on the internet is all about working with the right company. So if you want to be successful with it, you know, you want to have yourself listed independently. That's the difference. The FTC is the Federal Trade Commission. They're investigating HomeAdvisor and Angie's List because what they'll do is they'll put themselves on Google, market themselves independently, but when they get a lead, they turn around and they sell one lead to five contractors. Only one of you gets the job. They charge all of you the lead fee, right?
Yes,
so maybe,
they do. Yes, correct.
Maybe it cost them $5 to get it off of Google. They sell it to you and five other guys for $50. Now their $5 is $250. They take their money and run. They don't need to go out and do the jobs, right? One of you gets that job, the rest of you just get stiffed with a lead fee. So that's why the FTC is investigating them, because there's so many business owners that have money going out into that program and they're not actually getting jobs in return. So the difference is, and the reason I say you would like having this Google placement a lot more, is we're actually putting you on the first page as your own independent company. They're going to see your business name. They're going to call you directly. They're not calling us for us to sell you a lead. Right? We don't charge per lead at all. It's just a flat monthly rate in order to solicit that spot. But the traffic that comes with being a top recommended business is going straight to you. We're not getting in between you and your clients or trying to charge you more based off of what you're making. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. And, you know, I have my husband, so he's a roofer. His wife does the same thing like I'm doing. Like, she answers all the phone calls, and they're in the roofing industry as well, too. I told her yesterday, that I did this thing with Angie's lead, and she's like, oh, my God, no, you shouldn't have done that. She's like, we had that for a whole year, and out of all the leads, she's like, we nailed one job out of a whole year, and she's like, she's gotten so many jobs through, like, Yelp and stuff. She was like, you should have called me first.
Yeah.
So I was kind of bummed about that.
I know, it's a bad feeling, but you know what? It's like this. It's kind of like stepping stones, you know? Like, you're smarter today than you were yesterday because of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now you have an advantage on the newer companies, and it's all just kind of a stepping stone. Like, if you wouldn't have gone through the background screening, for example, with HomeAdvisor, we wouldn't really consider you for first page placement because we wouldn't have anything to go off of. So for you to even make those steps and show or express interest in online marketing, it's still going to benefit your business. But hindsight's 2020, obviously. That's not going to be a long-term marketing solution for your business. You know, you're thinking over time, right? So you don't want to keep doing the same thing, expecting something different to happen. We do have the availability, and that's a major key. In Sacramento, there's about 70 different roofing companies. Only three show in that Google Places category. If you do well in this Google Places category, after a couple months, we could upgrade you to the Google Guarantee category at the very top of the screen. And that's just basically Google telling the homeowner or business owner that if they do go with you, that we'll back them with insurance of up to $2,500, and we'll actually guarantee you a certain amount of leads each month from your first page placement. Right? So it's not paying per lead or click or call or anything like that, but we would give you a guaranteed number on traffic based off of the consistent data that we have that goes back over the last 10 plus years.
Right. Okay. And so this is a membership, or this is like a monthly?
It's a monthly. So everybody that's on Google Places, they're coming back at their own will. It's month to month. So you'll come back at your own will, and then we'll extend you an offer after 3 months on Google Guarantee, as long as you're not, like, generating any really bad reviews or anything like that in the meantime.
Right, okay. And what does that price look like for, like, what we're doing right now? Like,
the Google Places. Yeah, so the Google Places is a platinum package. Let me show you what I can do for you here if you want to come on board. Do you get texting on this number? Did you get the first link I sent?
Yes, I did.
Okay, here. Let me send you the pricing page so you can see it, because it's a package deal. It's going to come with a website, everything that you need. We would still do all the SEO content as well, too, so that way you don't have to do any kind of SEO stuff yourself.
Okay, so Because I created a website, so is that, like, useless?
Yeah, I mean, we could use it. If you've already invested money in it, you know, might as well put it in front of people so, like, you could get
a return
on investment from it. But the website that we have is just an optional site. It has a responsive design, so it's pretty simple. But we like it that way for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets, because that's where a majority of the searches are coming from anyway. So it really depends on the kind of site. But you'll see the packages and the pricing structures down there. There's a Pro, a Platinum, and a Platinum Premier.
I see that, yeah.
Right. So what I could do for you, if you wanted to come on board with us today, is I can put you on that Platinum, but I could reduce the cost by 50% with your new in business credit. So I could drop it down to $299. And then also what I'd be willing to do, since you just invested in HomeAdvisor, is I'll put in a request to have your setup fee waived entirely. Since you're already like $300 deep into marketing. I mean, I don't want to wear a black eye for HomeAdvisor, but I feel like once you sign up for this, you're going to end up canceling it anyway, and I don't want you to feel like that's wasted money, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I put in a request to have the setup fee waived. So that way, instead of you paying $8.98 for the Platinum and all of its contents, and then $5.99 each month, you'll pay $2.99 out the door, and then each month moving forward on the 10th day, it'd stay $2.99. It wouldn't go up or change on you. It'd actually stay that way as long as you're with us.
So it would be $2.99, but $300 a month, like always, like every month.
Yeah, exactly. $2.99 month to month as long as you're with us. So that'll never go up or change. Now, obviously, there will be conversations down the line. Like I said, once we get to, like, the Google guarantee time, you know, assuming everything goes correctly, which I think it will, I don't see why you wouldn't qualify for that. You know, then obviously we'll probably have to have another discussion as far as the cost and the guaranteed amount of leads, you know, or we could just keep the Google Places placement if you want to stay there. You know, it's really at your discretion. But we would never change anything without your consent. You don't get charged per lead or click or call or anything like that, so you won't get any surprises coming out of left field.
Right, and see, that's what I'm kind of, like, iffy about with the whole, like, HomeAdvisor thing, because I don't really, like, I mean, I understand how it operates a little bit, I guess, but I've never done it, so it's kind of, like, not 100% sure. Like, I set the limit for, I think it was the bare minimum was, like, $400 a month, and when we initially signed up, they offered the $300 of lead credit. So she said they wouldn't run my card if we didn't go over the $300 credit. And so basically she, like, kind of averaged, like, what the leads would be, and she said because the lowest end would, it was, like, I think she said $18 or $20, and then the highest being like $86. So she kind of leveled it out to like $50 a lead, so three leads would be $150, so I would be able to get six leads off of the full 300 credit that they were offering, and then she said if I, once I go over that, I set up another, like, I think it was like a $400.
That's so minuscule, Amber. Yeah, but, you know, to only have 10 or 6 opportunities each month for $300 is very minimal. Just in the last 30 days, put it this way, in the greater Sacramento area, and this is going out 50 miles, albeit from Sacramento, you know, there's 1,812 searches on here, it's saying, in the roofing category. So I'm not saying you're going to get 1,812 phone calls or anything like that, but 90% of the searches do start and stop on the first page of Google. I mean, even if you're only able to get 1% of that, it would be a lot more opportunity. It would be about three times the opportunity than what you'd be getting with your $300 on HomeAdvisor. Most of what they're charging you is just lead fees. And if the lead's not turning into business, you shouldn't be paying for it anyway.
Right. Yeah, that's how I feel. That's why I was kind of like, gosh, should I do this? Should I not do this? And I was just thinking, you know, starting out and not really having the experience and getting out there and marketing myself, I was like, okay, let's give this a try. And then when I started talking to a couple other people, they were like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. Like, we've got, you know, one job out of the whole year that we had them. And then she's like, we canceled and we did the Yelp. And she was like, and it was way cheaper. She said something about it was like $150 a month for the Yelp. And she said that they, like, landed, like, most of their jobs, you know, through Yelp. So
that's another thing, Yelp is included in that Platinum Package Bundle. That's usually why it's $5.99. There's a really? Section called our, yeah, it's called our popular directory submission. So, uh-huh. you know, you're not, so you're on Yelp, you're on Yellow Pages, you're on Thumbtack, you're on Merchant Circle, you're on Manta. It's an A to Z campaign. It even has Facebook ads in that campaign too. So we'd actually create uh-huh. a business Facebook page. We'd host it for you, do weekly posts for you. You can get jobs from that too. But I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, your calls are going to come from the first page placement on Google. That's just what everybody right. uses in 2022.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true. I mean, like, when we're looking up stuff, too, and I see, like, on Google, whatever it is, and it pops up, I usually stay within the first three that pop up, and yep. it's one of those ones, you know what I mean? Like, I'm yeah. not, like, scrolling through the whole thing and going all the way down, and, you know, I yeah. it, that's just how,
that's
yeah.
That's exactly where we're talking about placing you, too. It's a Google Places placement. So you'd be one of those top okay. recommended options there on the first page.
So, like, I know you guys are, the lady was telling me something about, like, you guys are trying to fill this thing today or whatnot, but it's like, yeah. I really don't want to make a decision. This is something that me and my husband were talking about exactly, but I just kind of wanted to run it by him since I made all these other decisions kind of without him, like the home advisor thing and, you know, kind of racking up this, you know, money here and there. And it's like, you know, I don't know. I kind of regret doing the whole home advisor thing. We haven't even got the leads activated yet, you know, and I'm already thinking like, oh shoot, you know, maybe well, that I wasn't mean, like the wisest idea.
Yeah, I mean, the smartest thing to do would be to take advantage of the credits. If you get something, you get something, but then cut it off before they start charging.
That's what
you.
I was. That's what I was thinking because I did, when I signed up with them, I did ask them, like, if there's no contract, there's no, like, year subscription where it's, like, mandatory that, you know, you guys are going to be running my card for this set amount, you know, for the full year. And
right.
she said, no, you could cancel at any time. So that's what really drew me in was that whole $300 credit. I was like, wow, we can get a couple leads and maybe see how this takes us, what it's about, see if we like it. And then if not, just cut it off at the, you know, the $300 credit and just...
So go to your text messages. Before I sent you the pricing page, I sent a different link.
Okay, yes.
You're going to either cancel a home advisor yourself, or they're just going to disappear on you guys when you have all your eggs in that basket. If you don't have the first page placement on Google and they get shut down, you're back to ground zero and no availability to put yourself on the first page.
Is that, you're talking with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we have to have a spot open in order to put you on the first page. That's why we're reaching
oh, yeah.
out to you today. But we're coming into the three most profitable months of the year, June, July,
right.
August. Yeah, for roofing
yeah.
in Sacramento. So, you know, obviously, if we sign somebody up today, even tomorrow, and if it's taken them a long time, I don't think it'll be around that long. But if we do sign somebody up today, more than likely they're going to still have it throughout the end of the year and beyond. I mean, we live in California. It's not like we're somewhere
that's
where,
right.
you know. Yeah, I mean, you could almost do roofing year-round, you know, in between the rain that we
exactly.
get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, my husband's most busy, honestly, like in the wintertime, too, because of all the leak repairs and then, you know,
yeah.
things like
that's
that.
That's when
so
you find out you
said.
Need it. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what he said.
Yeah, we're down here in Southern California, so it's a little less rainy. yeah, we're in Newport Beach, like Orange County. We're
oh,
kind of
nice.
By Disneyland.
Right, yeah, that's nice. I know my kids want to go there. They've been bugging. I'm like, oh.
Oh, mine too.
Let us do that.
That's always going to happen. That's just part of childhood. They just get to beg your parents yeah, to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. So then, is there like a certain time, like I know you guys are probably going to be calling around to like other, you know, companies and things like that, but
yeah.
he gets off of work around 2:45. So I definitely, because we were literally just talking about this last night about how do we get Google? Like I'm searching all these like roofing companies near Sacramento or near us. And I see, like you were saying, all these ones, Alex Perez and this and that. And it's really funny because a lot of them that pop up, well, there was two of them that are literally on the next street over from where my parents live.
Okay.
So, yeah, like
are
I think it
recommended
was
recommended to somebody else.
You're literally like the next street behind, like their backyard is like literally diagonal from like my parents' backyard. So I was like, well, I didn't know there was a roofing company there, you know, and it was like New Era Roofing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're over on the next street over from my parents. And then Alex Perez, that sounds very familiar. And I've been looking at, like, all their websites and stuff, too, to kind of get an insight of, like, how they're going about it, how their, like, marketing is or
oh,
what
yeah.
they're doing.
That's what we do. Is there's a system called Google Analytics. So we can actually see, like, which keywords or search phrases are being searched the most and generating the most phone calls for them. And then we set up a recommended keywords for you and go into a client interview, obviously making sure there's services that you guys actually provide and everything and just fine-tuning it.
Right.
But, yeah, we don't play the guessing game, like, what should we put you up here for? We got tons and tons of data that goes back years, so we got a good idea on how to list you up there to generate the phone calls for you as soon as possible.
Yeah, see, that's definitely what we, that's definitely what we need. So then what is your recommendation as far as like me wanting to talk to my husband about it and let him know? Like, I mean, it would be something that we can come up with today and be like, okay, yay, let's do this. I mean, I know that your guys' phone calls are still going to go on. What do you suggest?
Yeah, they've been flagging me while I'm on this call. Well, our services are month to month. So it's not like we're asking you guys to marry us or, you know, any kind of long-term commitment. You know, we want you guys to come back at your own will, and we want you to jump into it at your own will. You know, person to person, missing an opportunity to be on the first page it could change your business. It could really change your business. I mean, you're talking about your mom's own neighbor who might have a $20,000 job getting recommended to New Era instead of you guys just because you don't have placement.
Yes, absolutely. That's very true.
You know what I mean? And people are going to want to do their own research. We're going to need to put before and after shots of photos that you guys have done before on the website so that way they could see that, have your reviews up there. You know, all those things, the credibility factor comes into play aside from just being a top recommended option. So that's all stuff we got to start working on now. I mean, if we could document some of the things of work that he's already even done in the past, and get that going up there, that's just going to make it that much easier for you guys moving forward. You're already putting in the legwork, but it's almost like quicksand if you're not up there because you're just putting in all the legwork, building a reputation, and it's not being seen at the moment they need it. So.
Right. Yeah, because he's working for a roofing company right now that he's been at for years up until we just got licensed to go out on our own. So he's done everything, you know what I mean? So, and he's got so many years of experience, like all his family is in roofing. So it's like, that was one of our other things was like, oh great, how are we going to hire employees when everybody we know is in roofing? They either have their own business or they're already working for a roofing company. So how are we going to get an employee for our company? You know?
Another X factor, you know, if I'm somebody, for example, like you guys, I have two kids. Right. If I'm going to go work for a roofing company, I can't afford to go work for a roofing company that's not going to keep me busy all the time. So these top recommended guys, in my mind, are going to be the guys that I want to work for. You know what I mean? Their reputations are right there saying, hey, this is the best roofing company in Sacramento. I want to work for one of the best roofing companies in Sacramento if I really want to make good money and take care of my family.
Make sure that
it'll help you in a variety of different ways. I had a guy that I was we're still working with him now, but he subcontracts like more than half the leads that he gets. And it's a whole other avenue of income. It's like, okay, I'm going to give this to you. You guys go out there and work and just shoot me 200, 300 when you're done, because I'm booked out or, you know, whatever the case may be. But he gets a whole other avenue of income like that. It's just,
absolutely. That's like what one of my husband's cousins do. They have a roofing company and he gets all these jobs, like it's like subbed out to him, you know, so he'll do like apartment complexes and it's through like Spartan construction or something like that. So like they're subbing it out to him and he's doing all the works, and then on top of that through like Yelp and stuff like that, they're landing like residential jobs, and so they're pretty much able to keep afloat, you know, pretty well, and they've only been in business for about a year and a half.
Yeah, it's exactly what it does. It keeps your phone ringing with consistent opportunity, and then obviously you, if you're there, you could cherry pick what you guys do and don't want to do, and then whatever you don't want to do, just say, hey, I can find somebody to help you, though. Maybe I'll just tell them, hey, we're booked up for the next month or so, but I do have a trusted contractor I can refer you to, and then, you know, give them a call
and then
just hand it off. Just tell them, hey, you land this job, you know, give me some off the top, and that's that.
Right,
Most contractors aren't going to say no, especially if there's somebody who doesn't have that first page placement. You know, they're going to be like, well, you know, I don't have first page placement. Where else am I going to get these jobs from? So, of course, I'll give you $500 for that job, you know?
Right, absolutely. So, like, what would we be paying if we were to do this today? Like, what are we looking at? Because I'm more, like, about, like, the finances first because... I got to make sure that we can keep afloat before we start getting these jobs. I don't want to be sinking down before, you know.
It's got to make sense. Yeah, if it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense. But there's nothing better that you can really do for a business in 2022 than to put it on the first page in front of people who are already looking for your help. So as far as cost, though, it would be just that $299 out the door. And then each month moving forward, like I said, you'd keep that $299 rate. And then it does have a tracking system, too, and review monitoring. So we can actually show you and your husband each month the jobs that we're bringing in from it. So that way, if you got to justify the expense each month moving forward, you have a tool that you can log in and show them, hey, all these leads and jobs actually came from that placement that we're doing with Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. So, like, so you're saying, like, if we were, like, we're on Google, we're on the first page there or whatnot, and then people that are searching, like, obviously they see us, we've always been using the contact information, they just click it, click them in, they call us, like, there's nothing, like, through you guys that you're doing, it's, like, it's not set up like the Angie thing, right?
Yeah, exactly, no, we don't intercept the calls or anything like that. Actually, the tracking system, it's actually only able to track what happens on the mobile platform, so you'll actually be getting more leads and calls than what's actually showing on that tracking system, but it's still good to give you insight. But the tracking system does monitor the click-to-call feature. So when you do a search for roofers on your phone, if there's a little phone icon there next to the globe in the website, if they click that phone icon, it basically saves their number, what keyword they looked up, and the zip code that they called from. That way, if you don't answer the phone, there's a pipeline where you can go in there and actually call those leads back. You're not missing those opportunities. And then, of course, the ones you do answer, you know, it still saves it there. So that way we can show you, hey, you know, these jobs that you got came from this placement directly. You know?
Right.
But,
okay.
But the other platforms don't really have that same kind of tracking. Facebook ads does, but like the Yelp, the Yellow Pages, you know, you could just ask them, hey, how'd they find you? And then, of course, they say Yelp or Yellow Pages, and you know that's something that we created for you because – you can manage them and see everything we built for you in your tracking system, in your account dashboard.
You'll know
that that's obviously something from work that we've put in as well and something that we've developed for your company as well.
Okay. I'm definitely interested in talking about that, but like I said, I really want to talk with my husband about it before just, like, paying for all these things and not kind of getting, like, where his head is at in it and you know, with just starting with everything, like, I don't, you know, everything sounds so good, like, when you're just starting and you don't have no business, you're like, oh my God, I want to do this, yes, I want to do that.
I can respect that. I wish my lady respected me that much, because I just kind of, every day I go home and there's new Amazon boxes on the porch.
That is me too.
I don't find out until I open up.
You're like, hey, you ordered something. Yes. I do definitely do that too. And like, for, you know, 90% of the time, he doesn't really care. He trusts my judgment and he doesn't question anything. But just, you know, I made that move with the whole Angie's lead without him. And that's something that we, like, paid for right now. We haven't even got to utilize
it. If you show him, I mean, it's just got to make sense. That's the thing to me too. Yes. I don't care if she's buying stuff. If it makes sense.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's all I'm checking
for. Absolutely.
Like, did you just spend money on a bunch of useless junk that we're going to throw away later, or does it make sense? You know?
Yeah.
Obviously,
exactly.
You guys have a business. You know, you need to have new clients coming in. That's why you jumped into Home Advisor. But what you didn't know was that this, like I said, that link that I sent you is public. It's FTC.gov. It's literally from the Federal Trade Commission. These guys might shut down any day now. So if they shut down... Yeah, it's not just about, oh, it's kind of working, oh, I want to see what happens. It's like, if you're relying on that at all and they just pull the chair out from under you, well, then you are basically, not done, but you might be able to draw a relationship up with some of the other guys that are up there and subcontract some of those leads, but you're not getting the cream of the crop. You're getting basically what they don't want. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see, that's, you know what, because I was telling the lady that called me before she transferred me to you, we just got our business cards, because like I said, like, we got the license number on the 23rd of May, so if we haven't really even utilized it yet, because we're paying for the business cards, we're getting all the contracts ready, get everything lined up, and I literally just picked up the business cards 2 days ago, and I just drove all around the neighborhood and the surrounding areas by me. I walked all the neighborhoods up and down, all the roofs that had, like, the wood-shaped roofs that need to be yeah, like need to be replaced. I went, but I did talk to like 10, you know, a good handful of like homeowners, and I already set up 2 estimates for my husband to go do first thing tomorrow morning, and that's just off me walking the neighborhood.
Yeah,
you know, and I know
you're
that I'm not.
Your butt.
Yeah, and I know,
you're awesome.
That it's not going to be like an everyday thing, like we're, oh, this is what we're just going to resort to. But I figured, hey, we're just starting out. It's just something to, you know, we live in the neighborhood. Why not just go out there and kind of make it known a little bit of what I can do? And I know that they're in dire need of a roof because
I love that. Because from my perspective, it's going to make it like a lot easier for us to work together long term when you go, hey, I busted my butt all day long going down these blocks, you know, doing this hard work just to get 2 of them. And now that they're up there doing this marketing for us, we're showing up in front of people who are already looking for the service at the moment. So they've already saved up the money. You know what I mean?
Right. They already know that this is something that they're ready to start doing.
Yeah, and I mean, if we can land you 1 or 2 of them right in the first month, which is very doable, especially, like I said, the next 3 months are the most profitable time of the year, you know.
Right.
Then we're set, you know. I mean, $299, that's already going to be offset for the rest of the year at that point.
Right, right. No, I totally hear you on that. I hope that there's a spot available, like, when I call back after I speak with him today, because we're definitely, like, that's something that we were talking about. We were trying to figure out how do we go about it, how do we get on there, who do we contact.
Yeah.
So that's something that we're definitely
going to... You think he's busy right now?
Yeah, he was actually, they're doing a big roofing project, a commercial building, so it was like he was kind of busy. Yeah, so I don't think it would be, like, he probably wouldn't even answer right now because I tried to call him earlier, too, and it just went to voicemail.
I texted you my number. I have to jump on this line because I know Tara just paged me. She's another one of my reps. She's asked me to jump on this call. But
okay.
At 1:45, I send them out to like a 15-minute break until 2.
Okay.
And then we have like a little meeting. I can circle back with you like right after that, like 2:10.
Okay. Yeah, that should work. I can hopefully try to touch bases with him by then and maybe kind of see how he feels about it.
Yeah. So that way we're not vetting like 20 people. I'll just have this one phone call. No. If it doesn't go, then it's still open, and then we could circle back with you guys and see where you're at.
Okay. Yeah, that works. I appreciate that if you can do that.
Yeah, and if you get a hold of them sooner, I mean, you have my number, so feel free to call in as well.
Okay, I definitely will do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your information.
Oh, absolutely. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I talk to you soon.
Yes, talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.